Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Bills Cast, presented to you by USA Today, SMG. My name is Matt Johnson, your host, and, well, I don't know which day this episode is going to drop. I know I'm recording on Monday morning, but it is a Bills Victory Monday, and Buffalo Bills fans, you guys have to be feeling really, really good right now. Got to be feeling really good, right? 2-0. Again, second straight year, 2-0 start to the season. With a 31-28 victory of the Miami Dolphins. And you know what? I'm as much as a nail biter of a game, it honestly was. I'm glad. I'm glad it was as competitive. I don't want to see the Bills blow. I do, but from a fan perspective, from just a general football fan who enjoying the game, I don't want to see the Bills blow out teams. I want to see them I want to see them have competitive games that are fun to watch. From a Buffalo fan perspective, little nervousness, but it's understood. The Miami Dolphins played great football this weekend. I got to give my hats off to them. They attacked. They attacked where the Bills were weak. And where were the Bills weak? The linebacker position. And they did a very good job game planning for that. So hats off to the Miami Dolphins. Brian Flores, Ryan Fitzpatrick, everybody who went into offensive coordinator, everybody who went into game planning this week, hats off to the Dolphins for pushing Buffalo to the limit. You know, the general fan of me is, like I said, from the entertainment perspective, I want to watch good competitive football, and from the Bills, being a supporter of the Bills perspective, I mean, like I said, we want to see the Bills put their foot on people's throats and not let off. We do. We really do. But you know what? I was glad, and there's some learning curves here. The Bills being resilient, as always, there was a point where Miami was leading for quite some time, and we just couldn't believe it. I was actually in shock. In some instances, that Miami was pulling the lead, but there were some learning experiences here, and as long as Buffalo keeps winning, it's a good thing. But there were some lessons that to be learned here. CBS cut out. That was fun. A lot of people were probably not happy about that. They cut out for a good portion of the game, and I think it missed Stephon Diggs' first touchdown as a Buffalo Bill. But there were some other instances, a lot of cool stats and so on from that. So let's actually take a look at the drives. We're going to kind of go back and forth with that. All right. So on the very first drive, Buffalo goes 22 yards on four plays, getting some Singletary usage out of there, trying to establish a run game, which I was pretty happy about. Got some looks to Diggs, but incomplete pass to Diggs on third and two made him have to punt the ball away. Next drive, Miami march. They go 20 yards on five plays, utilizing a little bit of Jordan Howard, starting to attack that linebacker with Mike Gesicki. Gesicki had a very, very good day from a statistical standpoint. And I'm sure his fantasy owners were very, very happy with how he performed. But Gesicki was like the key to all this. And he made the Bills and Bills faithful sweat it out a little bit. Jakeen Grant got some looks on this one. Devontae Parker. And then ultimately they punt the ball away. Bills get the ball back. And they have a 97-yard drive over 11 plays to score their first touchdown of the game. Zach Moss. Diggs, John Brown, everybody kind of getting some targets here, but Reggie Gilliam ultimately getting the 1 yard touchdown pass to put the Bills on the board and up 7-0. Dolphins answer back with a touchdown. Whoa. Fitzpatrick's starting to heat up a little bit, starting to channel his inner Fitz magic. 75 yards off 10 plays, and he hit Devontae Parker for a 2 yard touchdown pass that tied the game at 7. Next drive, Buffalo Bills, 38 yards on one play and a fumble. Boy, whose fumble was that? Dawson Knox. It was Dawson Knox. He had a fumble on the day, and you know, it's definitely not the again the fumbles. It's been an issue. Dawson Knox has never been one for a fumbling issue, I don't think. You know, it was Josh Allen that we really wanted to clean up, and maybe Devin Singletary a little bit, but Dawson Knox having a, you know, it stinks. It happens. It's the nature of the game, but there's no, I don't think there's a real problem there as far as fumbling goes. But it was tough. It's tough to kind of have to deal with that week in and week out. It really is. You're giving, you know, these other teams just unnecessary and extra opportunities to, you know, put some points on the board. And luckily for the, you know, for the Bills defense, and you know, it didn't happen that way. The Dolphins went 4 yards on 3 plays and punted the ball away. Second quarter started off hot. Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs connecting for a 22-yard touchdown pass on a 84-yard 5-play drive. Well, this is one that CBS cut out on. I'm not sure if there's footage up yet. There might be some fan footage. I'm not entirely certain, but it was Diggs' first touchdown as a Buffalo Bill, so a pretty cool occasion there. But, yeah, Bills responding pretty tough. You're starting to think that they have this game. You know, maybe they can pull away a little bit. You know, the early drives, the opposing team, they always seem to get a touchdown. Get one early, and then just kind of falter, but the Dolphins were not ready to be put away. Dolphins went 18 yards on six plays, punted away. And the Bills came back, going 83 yards on 13 plays with Tyler Bass kicking a 39-yard field goal to put the Bills up 17-7. Dolphins get the ball back, go negative 1 yard on 3 plays and punt it away. Bills, 18 yards on 4 plays, punt it away. And the Dolphins hit a field goal just before the end of halftime, going 41 yards on 5 plays, and their kicker, Sanders, 52-yard field goal is good with 31 seconds. 30, yeah. It was very short time, very couple seconds left on the clock. But the Bills are up now 17-10. But Dolphins still making it a game at this point. End of the half, going to the third quarter, the Dolphins get it back first. And they go 58 yards on 8 plays. And they make another field goal. Sanders hitting a 45-yard field goal, making the score 17-13. Bills still in the lead. Bills punt. Bills punt away 20 yards on 5 plays. And then a turnover on downs. They were in the end zone. And they were going for the kill. And Bills defense is they are lucky that Preston Williams dropped that pass. That would have been a sure fine touchdown. He was in the touchdown. I don't know why I just said that. He was in the end zone. He was all ready to go, and he had it. It just slipped, and that's not something that Preston Williams does often, and it cost him. If I was, you know, I could understand wanting to go and take that lead to get that touchdown and pull ahead, but that field goal in hindsight. What a big difference. What a big difference. Bills punt the ball away. They get the ball back. They only go 20 yards on 5 plays. They punt away. Dolphins, 8 yards on 3 plays. And then the Dolphins get the ball back, and they go for, they get a touchdown, 44 yards on 10 plays. Jordan Howard right up, and Dolphins take the lead heading into the fourth quarter at with 20-17. Bills start off the fourth quarter with a touchdown, Josh Allen to Gabriel Davis after an 85-yard 7-play drive to put the Bills up 24-20. Miami punts. Bills score another touchdown, Josh Allen hitting a 46-yard pass to John Brown off of a 71-yard 5-play drive. And Dolphins gets you could probably consider garbage time. I'm sure the Bills were in a bit of a soft coverage at this point. 80 yards and 9 plays. Fitzpatrick to Mike Gesicki for a touchdown to make the score 28-31. And, of course, the onside kick attempt and the kneel down. And that was a wrap for the Miami Dolphins. But very, very competitive game from them. The Bills obviously suffered from a lack of linebackers. What is his name? Oh, Levi Wallace was getting crushed all game. And it was not a great look for him, but, this is bound to happen. And, you know, I don't know how long the linebacker is going to be out. I think it's Milano and Edmonds. But they got the Rams this week. Bills got the Rams this week. And it's that's a tough, and their tight end has been eating really well. Tyler Higbee, he's got to pick them apart. If this linebacker, you know, if this linebacker group is not healthy and not ready to play, Jared Goff and Tyler Higbee are going to pick this team apart, and it's not going to be very good. But we'll take a look at the Dolphins. We'll take a look at the stats for the day, and then we'll get into a little Rams talk. Josh Allen, 24 of 35, 417 yards. He did it, everybody. 1 week after finally getting that 300-yard game, he goes out and has a 400-yard game. 417 yards, four passing touchdowns, zero interceptions. Amazing game for Josh Allen. Hats off to you, bud. I know there's a lot of people critical, and I can be critical at times, but this is a good, very good showing for Josh Allen to keep improving. In fact, he's the stat's been well said already. But maybe for those who haven't heard it yet, there have been Drew Bledsoe was the last quarterback in 2002 to have two consecutive games of 300 pass yards or more. Last Buffalo Bills quarterback to do that was Drew Bledsoe in 2002. So that's a good sign. Drew Bledsoe I hold in high regard. Rushing wise, Devin Singletary had 10 attempts for 56 yards on the ground. Dak Moss, 8 attempts, 37 yards on the ground. Josh Allen took off 4 times for 18, and Gabriel Davis took off once for nothing. But 111 yards on the ground for the Buffalo Bills on the day. Receiving-wise, Stephon Diggs, 8 catches, 153 yards, and 1 receiving touchdown. John Brown, 4 catches, 82 yards, and a receiving touchdown. Cole Beasley had 5 catches for 70. Isaiah McKenzie had 2 catches for 47. Dawson Knox had 1 catch for 38. Singletary, 2 catches for 20. Gabe Davis, 1 catch for 6 yards and a touchdown. 6-yard touchdown reception. And Reggie Gilliam had 1 catch for 1 yard and 1 touchdown. So, pretty good day for the receiving core. Yeah, not a bad day. Let's go look at the Dolphins and how they manage. Ryan Fitzpatrick, 31 of 47, 328 passing yards and 2 touchdowns. For them rushing, Miles Gaskin led the rushing for the Dolphins. 7 attempts, 46 yards, and 0 touchdowns. Matt Breida had 7 attempts for 37 yards. Ryan Fitzpatrick had 3 attempts for 12. And Jordan Howard had 5 attempts for 4 yards and a rushing touchdown, as we said already. Mike Gesicki leading the receivers. 8 catches, 130 yards, and 1 touchdown off 11 targets. Gesicki, as we all presumed, he had a very good day. And trust me, as his fantasy owner, very happy with Mike Gesicki's production. Isaiah Ford, 7 catches, 76 yards for him. Devontae Parker, 5 catches, 53 yards and a touchdown. Miles Gaskin had 6 catches for 36. Preston Williams, 1 catch for 26 off of 5 targets. It wasn't a good day for Preston Williams. And obviously that touchdown drop hurt them bad. Adam Shaheen, 1 catch for 4 yards. Jakeem Grant, 1 catch for 2. Breida, 1 catch for 2. And Lynn Bowden, 1 catch for -1. For them. So team stat wise, the Bills dominating the total yards, 524 total yards to the Miami's 410. Passing wise, Buffalo 413 and Miami's 311. Rushing yards, Buffalo 111 to Miami's 99. Buffalo averaged 8.9 yards per play, which is pretty astounding. Buffalo lost 1 fumble, no interceptions thrown in this game. Buffalo had a 50% third down conversion rate. Time of possession was pretty close, but Miami held that one long. Just long drives. No big plays. It was just chipping away at the Bills' defense. They knew what they were doing. Miami had 31 minutes and 5 seconds of time of possession towards Buffalo's 28:55. Buffalo also had 6 penalties to Miami's 3. So let's take a look at some cool insights. John Brown is, this is from NFL.com, all right? John Brown has 50-plus receiving yards or a touchdown in 15 of his last 17 games played, which is pretty cool from a fantasy perspective. Stephon Diggs, the first player with 8-plus receptions in 2 consecutive games since Stevie Johnson in weeks 2 and 3 from 2011. John Brown has 4 receiving touchdowns in his last 3 games versus the Dolphins. Pretty good sign there. Let's see. Josh Allen has 14 pass touchdowns in 5 career games versus the Dolphins. This is the most versus any opponent. Let's see. Josh Allen has had 21-plus fantasy points in each of his 5 career games versus Miami. That's pretty good incentive to start him. We already mentioned the Drew Bledsoe stats. Let's see. What else? That I mean, that is everybody. Yeah, injuries doesn't matter. Bills have to be able to, you know, keep extending drives, and you know they won the game. That is the most important thing. And I'm not going to sit here and be one of those critical guys who just likes to crap on Josh Allen. I can't be anymore. Last year, it was fair. It was fair. And even last week, there were some instances where I'm like, Jesus, Josh Allen. Come on, man. You're better than this. I have no gripes with how Josh Allen played this weekend. And neither should you. Josh Allen can be that guy. He should be. We got some tough defenses. Buffalo has some tough defenses coming up. Next week versus the Rams, I'm excited. I'm quite honestly excited about how this Bills team is going to match up with it. If there's a lack of linebackers still, though, I am worried about what the Bills defense is going to be able to hold. Because, I mean, Jared Goff just threw for – he's throwing the ball all around. And, like, Higbee had two or three receiving touchdowns yesterday, this weekend. So I'm a little nervous as to what, you know, how the Bills are going to fit, you know, go with the Rams. Offensively, I think they can hang. Aaron Donald is a wrecking ball. And the offensive line, there's going to be some question with the offensive line. I honestly think Aaron Donald is going to toss around this offensive line. But luckily for them, Josh Allen does have that ever-elusive, escapability, that ability to just take off and go. And he's starting to be able to make plays on the run, which is looking really good. So Rams this week, which I'm very excited. Make sure you tune in to Bill, check out Bill's Wire on Facebook, the website, and some of the, you know, whatever social media, and check out, I'll have a 3 keys to victory for each team. So please go check that out. And you'll get my thoughts on this Bills Rams game and what both teams need to do to win this chess match. But, I did record this Monday morning. I didn't have time to have, Nick talk to me. So, we'll try and bring that back next week. Just wasn't a good week for me overall. And, but I thank you all for listening, giving Bills Cast the time of day to listen. And support our show. Make sure you go support our writers, our wonderful team that is constantly working hard to provide content for you all to absorb and enjoy. But thank you so much, and till next time, go Bills.